podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Sand Talk, the beach soccer podcast, supported by La Liga.
With thanks to Beach Soccer Worldwide's partners, Puma, Iconic, Real Fever, United Nations Alliance for Civilizations, and Genius. Thank you all for believing in the sport.
Hello and welcome along to another episode of Sand Talk, the beach soccer podcast. We've got a very special episode for you today with a very special guest. I'll give you a couple of clues. He's Spanish. He's a retired legend of the game, and he's recently been given a new job in beach soccer in a very hot country. Do you know who I'm talking about, yeah? Today we have a real legend of beach soccer on the show. For some, he's the best ever to play the game. And for everyone else, he's definitely, without a doubt, in that conversation. Ramiro Amarelli, welcome to Sand Talk.
Hello, good morning, good afternoon. Nice to be here, it's a pleasure. Thank you very much.
So let's start with the big news. You are the new coach of UAE. How did that happen? Tell us a little bit about that process.
Thank you very much. First of all, thank you very much. It's a great honor to be here, to come back to Asia again after my experience in China. I will try to give my best to help the process of the development of the sport here and also, obviously, the performance of the national team. They call me, they offer me a very good option to come here and lead the project to try to reach the World Cup 2023. And if not, if we are not chosen by FIFA to host the competition, anyway, we have to try to develop the program for the next 2 years in order to have the best performance of the team.
Excellent. So you're in Dubai already, is that right?
Yeah, I'm already right. I came here a few weeks ago and I'm trying to adapt to the city, to the weather, regarding beach soccer, regarding the situation of the sport in the country, and regarding the federation daily procedures.
Excellent. And have you met the team yet? Have you sat down with the team? You've talked about ideas?
Yeah, until the moment the league is running and finished. We'll finish this weekend. And I ran several meetings with the different players, current players and the staff, and also with the local clubs, the local managers, and other local players too. I try to listen and be available for all the people around the beach soccer here in UAE. After that, we will begin the training. After next week, we will start with a meeting and to present all the ideas I have and to listen all the proposals from players and from everyone to try to build our process together.
Excellent. So you spoke a little bit there about the ambition to host the next FIFA Beach Soccer World Cup. That's great. What other objectives do you have for the team?
As a coach, you always try to help on the improvement and increasing of the level of the performance level of the team. It's collective and individually. This is my target. I want to understand as much as I can the culture, mentality. At the end, if you have better players, you will have a better team. After this is two different processes, but I think that go together hand by hand. Then I will try to work on both lines. It's also we have the Continental Cup that all November we host, and it's always a reference for the country and for the big soccer world.
Fantastic. Well, we all look forward to that. One of our favorite events of the calendar, without a doubt. I've also heard some rumors about a women's national team. You're involved in the FA now. Do you have any inside information for us?
Nothing official, but obviously we are trying to build our process. And in our process, the women obviously have a space, an important space. Regarding women, we need to work together and find agreements and collaborate in order to have a them a good development of the sport. This is our thoughts, and we want to try our best to find a way to create this kind of activities around the federation. We are responsible with the development of the sport, and we will love to create the right program to provide the women to the possibility to come and join beach soccer, because I think they will love.
That's something that we will all be looking out for. So watch this space, people. And heading back into your beach soccer history, which goes back a long way, I saw your profile picture on WhatsApp was with Quique Setién. Are you still in contact with Quique?
Yes. I used to talk with him frequently. We have a good relation. Also, he joined me. He stayed with me with the first week here when I signed the contract and when I got my agreement with UAE Federation. He stayed with me having a week here. We went to the club's FIFA World Final and we spent some days together.
Oh, excellent. Nice always, holiday.
Yeah. It's always a pleasure for me to have him as a reference, not only as a sport player, obviously, soccer player, after a big soccer player, after a coach.
Well, you played alongside and against so many legends of beach soccer, you know, the likes of Maggio and Cantona. Do you still have a relationship with them as well?
I have a relation with a lot of people. Junior, Miche, Cantona, it's amazing people. I have a relation with them, yes. Not as frequently as with Maggio. Maggio is more than a teammate. Is more than a partner of beach soccer. For me, he's a good friend. We have been playing together and against for many, many years. But more than that, we respect each other. We admire each other. And I think the real truth is that we buy many other people the current situation of the sport. I admire and respect him a lot. And I'm really happy and proud about what he's doing because we can't forget that the process that Portugal is becoming references with the titles of the national team and with the development of the sport around the country. I feel also, I am a Spanish, I am Galician, and I feel Portugal also as my country then.
And just before I let you go, Ramiro, can you give me your predictions of who will win the 2022 Euro Winners' Cup? We'll go with men first. Who do you think will win the men's trophy?
I don't know. We will see how the situation is regarding the involvement of the clubs. But I really love that Falfala from Israel win it because I have close relation with them, because I have a great group of friends over there. Obviously, the favorite team always is Braga. For me, it's the reference regarding clubs programs around the world. Mm-hmm. They are professionals, they have a good structure, fixed structure, they work all the season, not only the summer one. Then for me, and I have also good relation, I've been played there, I have been assistant there, the staff. Like I said, with the manager, I could tell the same from Bruno. Bruno is an example for me, a good friend. I think what he's doing with beach soccer and with Braga is incredible.
Excellent. That's a very good analysis. I think you're absolutely right about Braga being, you know, the template, the reference point for club beach soccer. And Falfala, they've been around for some years. And there's more clubs from Israel coming through as well. And maybe, who knows, depending on the players that they manage to sign, we could have a new name on the Euro Winners' Cup this year. And what about the women's? Yeah. What do you think?
I would love when a Spanish club achieve the title. Obviously, Portuguese began last year to create the clubs. Miles and they will take part this season too. I'm sure they will do good teams. England also have, everyone knows that about the level of the players. But I will give my best support and my best wishes for all the Spanish GAF, Madrid, CTF, San Javier, or whatever. I would be happy if any of them achieve the title.
I think that's fair enough. We'll allow that. That's fine. And what do you think about the big prize at the end of the year, the best player of the year? Who do you think that will go to? We'll do men first.
It's difficult to tell in advance and it's difficult to fix it because we have only few competitions as reference and we don't know what they do during whole season. And added to that, I think that we have a lot of many good players. Also, always for Odd, you know, Bay and Leo, they are amazing. Russians has an amazing group of players, incredible. Kaporabny from, I love to Makarov. I know they are more close to me regarding not new generations, but they are experts. And they really have an amazing level. I don't want to dismiss Brazilians that obviously, Vitinha, Mauro, Mauritinho, they are top in the world.
Okay, so we're not going to get one name? If I have to, if I give you $1 million to choose one name.
I would love to get Odd, because I have an amazing admiration for him too. But the Martins and Jordan also are amazing. From them, I don't know. I would love that Jordan achieve that, because that will mean he will be full recovery after his injury. They also have an amazing level the last years, and I really wish he will get and achieve the trophy, that trophy.
That's fine. That list of three, that's a nice list of three. That's Odd, Bay, and Jordan. I like that. And I think you make good points with all of them. Very, 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 very quickly, women. Who do you think could win the women's?
Sure. I have to come back again to Spain. Obviously, Andrea is on the podium with his performance on the last season. The level of the Russians is amazing, but I have also the admiration for Molly England. I would really love that England become a good reference. It will be very good for them. Then, I would really love that Molly achieved that award, and it could help them to reach another level on the development of the sport in England.
Yeah, well, I can absolutely, as an Englishman, 100% agree with you there. Absolutely agree with that. So let's see what this season holds. Yeah, you're definitely right there. Ramiro, thank you very much for spending this time with us.
It was a pleasure. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. And please keep safe.
And if you want to practice your Spanish, then there's also a Spanish version of my conversation with Ramiro Amarelli, available wherever you get your pods from.
Podcast Network.